Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 97. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 67. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has announced that they will not be enforcing the new, quote, abortion pill reversal law that is set to take place starting July 1st until a court has ruled on the abortion provider's request for a temporary injunction. As KAKE News reports, the Attorney General's office had made the agreement with abortion providers who are challenging the new law, along with several older abortion restrictions, saying that they are harmful and unconstitutional. According to the new law, it would require doctors to give patients more information about potential reversibility of the abortion pill mifepristone, saying that it violates the right to free speech and interferes with patients' rights to get an abortion, which the Kansas Supreme Court has ruled is a constitutionally protected right. Organizations like Planned Parenthood of the Great Plains had filed the lawsuit along with other doctors at the independent Overland Park Clinic. The state did say they will continue to enforce other decades-old restrictions, including the state-mandated counseling and a 24-hour waiting period before the abortion is performed. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
While many celebrated 4th of July celebrations across the state of Kansas for the weekend, almost 200 individuals had to struggle without power in northwest Kansas over the weekend after powerful storms blew through on Friday evening with even a touchdown of a tornado. As KWCH News... and it produced flooding in the area with winds up to 75 miles an hour, leading to knocked down power lines and significant street flooding.
Looking off towards two, Lauren. On the ground. Holy moly, look at that. Debris in the bottom.
That audio from KWCH News. Over the weekend, the storms did move eastward, moving into the Goodland and Colby areas, where they reported near 50 to 60 mile an hour winds over the weekend and up to quarter sized hail moving through into Sherman County, with the outage maps coming from Midwest Energy covering those areas for Hays, Kansas.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Reports out of the Nebraska Examiner say that the year of 2022 was the state's busiest year when it came to abortions in the state of Nebraska in more than a decade, with numbers rising by more than 6% overall. According to NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff, they say the new report from the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says overall more than 2,507 abortions were performed from DHHS in 2022, compared to the 2360 number in the year prior of 2021. Overall, the number of abortions performed in the state were on a decrease between the years of 2000 and 2016, with a steady increase since 2017. Additionally, they say that in that year of 2022, roughly 21% of those abortions that were performed were for patients that were out of state, compared to the 12% of out-of-state patients in the year prior. The health department does say, however, that abortion numbers could be changing after the passing of legislative bill 574 back in May that would ban abortions after 12 weeks in the state.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Fourth of July festivities include Blue Rapids hosting a photo hunt, scavenger hunt, beginning at 2:30 with registration Tuesday at 2 on the square. Fireman's Barbecue serves 5 until 7 at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds. The annual duck race is at 7 p.m. with Susie and the Reckless performing free Tuesday evening from 7 till 10. At the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids, with fireworks to follow, and the ball field concession stand will also be open. Washington's fireworks display is planned Tuesday at 10 at the fairgrounds and will be shot just south of the racetrack in the old baseball field. Marysville fireworks this year will be in conjunction with a Skyfest activity Saturday, July 8th. Several budget requests were heard at the Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week. A 20% increase proposed for the county clerk, splitting out one position for HR personnel and hiring a replacement for the open position. Election budget increase of 25% includes salary increases and will include a presidential election in 2024 with a presidential primary in March. County treasurer requested a 30% increase from the previous year with an amount of $394,000, proposing to discontinue the CMV and IRP renewals. With staff turnover, there's not adequate training to continue the process. Marshall County is one of four counties in the state offering this service. Therefore, all wages in the treasurer's office will be paid completely out of the treasurer's budget. Currently, part of those salaries are paid out of the motor vehicle operating fund. Weather permitting, a chip seal project is scheduled to begin July 5th on Nebraska Highway 4 between Beatrice and Plymouth for nearly 13 miles. Nebraska Department of Transportation says one-lane traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers. The work is expected to take 3 days. In Pottawatomie County, a bridge replacement will begin July 5th on Havensville Road, 3/4 mile east of Onega Road between Sunflower and Trails End. Damage on a second bridge nearby has resulted in one-lane traffic, while design and engineering services are underway, with bid letting set for later this year. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved projects, including a bridge on U.S. 36 in Washington County over Camp Creek, another over Mill Creek for a combined $730,000. Work will be scheduled later. Monica Fayers returned to the staff of K-State Research and Extension River Valley District as the Family Resource Management in the Belleville office. Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved to their new office location at 811 Broadway.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Robert C. Bob Martin, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass, Thursday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Martin. Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Warming up today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Cooling down throughout Wednesday, some showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers Wednesday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms early Thursday morning, then sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers continue into Friday as well, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And more showers on and off throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more rain showers may continue throughout the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 90. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69. The record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
The Braves just keep on rolling. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Atlanta Braves, winners of 8 in a row, were at Cleveland looking to make it 9. Top third, no score, but Michael Harris quickly untied it.
1-1 is hit well to right field. This is powered to deep right center. That is going to disappear.
The call on 680 a.m., the fan. The Bravos added one more in the frame and single runs in the fourth and fifth to double up the Guardians 4-2, extending their win streak to 9. It was the Battle of Texas in Arlington. The Rangers rallied from a 10-2 fourth inning deficit to the Astros to lead 11-10 in the eighth. In the ninth, RBI machine Jose Abreu tied it with a double. Next batter.
And Chaz lines this one toward left center field. Around third, Abreu. He scores, and the Astros lead it.
The call on KBME. McCormick giving the Stros the lead. They held on from there to edge the Rangers 12-11. The Cubs had a 6-0 lead on the Brewers in Milwaukee, but the Brew Crew stormed back. Bottom eight, tied.
William, base hit to right. One run is in, and the Brewers have the lead.
Bob Uecker with the call on WTMJ. They added one more in the inning and route to an 8-6 victory over the Cubbies. The Marlins were down 4-2 to the Cardinals in the seventh. Yuli Gurriel tied it with a two-run double. Nick Fortes untied it.
Sit down the right field line, a base hit. Rounding third, John Birdie. Crow comes in towards the plate. It's not in time.
The call on WINZ. Marlins win 5-4. At Yankee Stadium, the Pinstripers and Orioles tied at 3, bottom 8.
That ball is high. Minutes far. There it is, gone.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN. Harrison Bader's three-run shot powering the Yankees to a 6-3 decision over their division rival. Twins beat the Royals 8-4. Dodgers topped the Pirates 5-2. L.A. put Clayton Kershaw on the IL. At Wimbledon, American Francis Tiafoe in action later today. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Marysville has moved, and the new office is at 811 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's the Steckline Report.
Well, folks, back in Washington, things are still going on, even though we're out here on the Ponderosa trying to get dirty. Working on a farm bill. Not much has happened except one pretty big thing. Whether it'll prove to be anything at all at the end is something interesting. Stabenow, who has done a wonderful job for us in agriculture, one of the few, quite honestly, on that ag committee that really evidently understands agriculture, because what she's done has been pretty much right most of the time. Right now, she's proposing a $20 billion farm bill solution to come up with more money if it's needed in the farm bill. It's a tax credit law that was enacted last year to more general spending on the upcoming farm bill. Her comments came during a Bloomberg government panel discussion. She has long eyed the conservative money initially reserved for climate smart farming. That'll be interesting. Wouldn't mind getting rid of that. And also, Stabenow has now signaled openness to moving some of those funds to the baseline portion of the farm bill, so long as they remain climate-focused. Oh, so it won't go into anything except climate issues, which is a pretty big deal, no doubt about that, folks, when it comes to the people back in Washington. Much bigger than it is to us, be honest about it, because we're not quite as sold on the cause of climate issues as some of these people in Washington are. And thanks for being with us here on the Stickline Report.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Prices for new vehicles may be more affordable than you thought, and your new car or truck is waiting at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Go online and see their selection, or stop by the lot on West Court in Beatrice with hundreds of new and used vehicles in all price ranges. Put their finance team to work getting you into a new ride today. Check out incentives for new car or trucks now, and let them evaluate your trade-in. Stop by soon, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Online at twinriv.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. The new directive guidance per Industry 263 that went into effect this June might change how producers get their antibiotics for livestock. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what Guidance 263 is and how it could impact producers. The directive is an extension of the Veterinary Feed Directive.
This is a new directive. It's called a Guidance for Industry, number 263. So this directive, it's an extension off of, many folks probably remember the Veterinary Feed Directive, how we did away with production use of medically important antibiotics, transitioned those to have oversight by a veterinarian.
Tarpoff discusses what drugs fall under the guidance and will now be seen as medically important.
The GFI 263, we already have prescription medically important antibiotics that have been prescription forever. So a lot of times if you had to go to your veterinarian to purchase a product, chances are it may have been prescription. And all of the medically important antibiotics that are used in feed falls under VFD. There was one thing that kind of got missed out. There's been a handful of products that are considered medically important, but they fell under over-the-counter status. All that means is you did not have have to have a veterinary prescription to be able to purchase and use them. So these would be products that were commonly sold and purchased from some of the chain stores where you can walk in and there's a bottle of penicillin or a bottle of oxytetracycline. So those products specifically are transitioning from over-the-counter status to prescription. We're not losing the opportunity to purchase and use these products, but we now have veterinary supervision to ensure the proper use. What does veterinary supervision look like? Well, it's a prescription. So just like any of the other prescription medications, you've had a discussion with your veterinarian. You have a relationship with your veterinarian that understands you, your animals, your production practices, all of those things. It's called a valid veterinary client-patient relationship. So many folks may have heard about a VCPR.
Guidance 263 restricts medically important medicine. Tarpoff talks about what medicines will still be over-the-counter.
These are just antibiotics that are used to treat and control disease. So when we think about vaccines, when we think about dewormers, when we think about ionophores, things like Menensin or Lacilicid that we can use for coccidiosis control, those products have been over-the-counter, continue to be over-the-counter. They are not under prescription, so you can still purchase those. You still have ready access to some of those products for prevention and treatment of some of the internal parasite issues. So keep in mind, that is not impacted by this direct, only injectable and medically important antibiotics that were previously over-the-counter.
That was K-State Beef Veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discussing Guidance 263 and what antibiotics will require a prescription from a veterinarian. Having a good relationship with a veterinarian can be valuable when working with antibiotic prescription. For more information, visit www.ksubeef.org. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If states could be ranked for patriotism, where would yours place? We look at the winners and losers in one survey on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 4th. Independence Day is the 185th day of the year, and President Calvin Coolidge was born on this day. The website Wallet Hub will often rank the states according to their patriotism. Defining patriotism, of course, can be hotly debated. But for this survey, the criteria included volunteerism rates, the number of veterans and active military personnel, voter participation, and online searches for American flags. The results? The state of Alaska placed number one for most patriotic state. The top five was rounded out by Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online about the 4th of July anytime. Just check out almanac.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, 5K State players are living out their dreams as they get to start their summer league basketball for the NBA, as Keontae Johnson for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Marquise Noel for the Toronto Raptors will join Barry Brown Jr., who is playing for the Phoenix Suns, Mark Smith for the Denver Nuggets, and Xavier Sneed, who is playing for the Charlotte Hornets. Also, some big name KU players from last year's team, Grady Dick and Jalen Wilson, will both be suiting up and playing in the NBA summer league. Also, Dick will be playing for the Raptors and Wilson will be suiting up for the Nets. Kansas City Royals are also in action today as they continue their series with the Minnesota Twins. The Royals and Twins will have first pitch at 1:10. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Senior Legion Post 163 baseball team split a weekend series versus Sabetha, winning 5-4, then losing 3-9. Wednesday, the boys travel to Tri-County before a home matchup Thursday versus Corning finishes off the regular season. Full schedule can be found at KNDYRadio.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 97. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 67. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 78, cloudy skies expected. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
KNDY.
You grew up listening to us on your transistor radio. Now, we're with you on your Alexa speaker. Just ask to listen to Classic Country KNDY.
Believe me, it ain't cool.
tried to tell me what and what not to do. It took a while for them to sell me, but finally they got through. It ain't cool to be crazy about you. It ain't swap.
Say it proud.
I'm an American.
Happy 4th of July.
1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
I still recall the morning that I met you, standing out in front of Wilson's Five and Dime. Things you couldn't buy. Just like a fool, I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I paid $7 sawmill for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14-carat mind. That I built in West Virginia.